No doubt many of you listening to this perhaps use a cooperative or are a member of one. Today, we look back to a man who had the vision to help bring people together, and he saw that need in his small town. It's our story for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're providing. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Granite Falls, Minnesota was home to U.S. Representative Andrew Volstead. His name is attached to the legislation, the Volstead Act, that put prohibition into place. But Scott Tedrick says we miss a much bigger story if we know him for one bill.
As a member of the Historical Society, we like to focus more on the Capper Volstead Act, which we feel like is a much better representation of who he is and what he stood for.
Scott mentioned another piece of legislation carrying the representative's name.
The Capper Volstead Act, which is also commonly referred to as the Magna Carta of cooperatives, stands as the legislative foundation for all the cooperatives that we have in existence.
And that important work is what makes most farm cooperatives legally viable today.
Certainly you had business that was subjected to Sherman antitrust laws, and that was to avoid monopolies. In terms of an agricultural community, that sort of structure of the corporation or whatever didn't make sense in the same sort of way. And so the cooperative model was something that served that.
It's now been over a century since Volstead's work in Congress helped create cooperatives, and that spirit lives on in so many co-ops throughout the nation today.
You have this structure that is purely about helping people be together, having an equal voice, an equal power, and a method for creating exponential value that everybody gets to benefit from.
The Volstead home here is open many days from spring to fall and is a popular place to visit. Traveling the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.